from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Friday, April 19th, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. The National Weather Service confirms a total of 5 tornadoes touched down in Ohio during Wednesday afternoon's severe weather. ONN's Lindsay Buckingham reports from Portage County, where some residents are picking up the pieces.
Trees pulled from the ground, a semi-truck on its side, and houses with their roofs blown right off. This is what neighbors in Windham are dealing with after an EF1 tornado tore through Portage County. Windham Fire Lieutenant Eric Matthews says his department has been working around the clock with local and state officials.
Looking at some of the damage it's done to some of the houses over there, it's just a blessing that nobody was hurt.
One fire official told us this damage radius is about 3 miles, and the estimate is up into the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
In addition to Windham in Portage County, tornadoes also touched down in Champaign, Crawford, Delaware, and Trumbull counties on Wednesday. So far this year, Ohio has seen a total of 35 tornadoes. The sound of gunshots prompted a police investigation that turned deadly overnight in Whitehall, east of Columbus. ONN's Kiara Lake.
This all started when 2 officers heard gunshots and made their way here and saw 2 vehicles. And the officers then approached the vehicle, finding 2 Hispanic men inside. The chief says there was a language barrier, but they communicated in both English and Spanish. One officer did spot a gun in the vehicle, and the other officer told them both to put their hands up then. The driver complied and was removed, but the passenger did not. The passenger quickly reached for something in the car. The officer responded to the threat and shot the passenger multiple times, and he later died at the hospital.
No officers were injured in the shooting. The Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation is investigating. One person was killed and another was injured in a shooting at a trucking company in Lipsick, southwest of Toledo. ONN's Tim Miller has the story.
The shooting at Kitchen Enterprises Trucking Company, the Putnam County Sheriff's Office says they found 30-year-old Farah Croninger dead and 56-year-old Michael Kitchen injured. Kitchen was taken to the hospital and the extent of his injuries is unknown at this time. The Sheriff's Office says Connor Dunkley was later arrested in Allen County after allegedly running from the scene. He's currently being held at the Putnam County Adult Detention Center.
The city of Columbus and the Columbus Division of Police are now facing a federal lawsuit filed by the family of a man shot and killed by an officer. More from ONN's Tracy Townsend.
The lawsuit accuses Columbus police of systemic force and racial issues stemming from the August 2022 shooting of 20-year-old Donovan Lewis by Officer Ricky Anderson. The Lewis family attorneys also say the department is increasing law enforcement in predominantly black neighborhoods and using aggressive tactics. Attorneys say they've tried to talk with the city about reform, but they say the city isn't interested. Columbus police were at an apartment building to arrest Lewis on multiple warrants. Body camera shows Officer Ricky Anderson opening a bedroom door and shooting Lewis, who was in bed. No weapon was found on Lewis.
Ricky Anderson, the man who shot Lewis, is charged with murder and reckless homicide. The 30-year veteran of the force retired from the police department in bad standing in March of last year. A Marysville father found guilty of child endangerment will now spend a year behind bars. Here's ONN's Andrew Kinsey in Columbus.
The Union County Sheriff's Office say they were contacted by Poison Control, saying that they received an anonymous call about a 2-year-old child that had consumed multiple marijuana gummies. That child is okay. Marysville police say the father, Shane Scott, was on probation at the time of the call, leading them to do a search of the home. They found marijuana, vapes, and marijuana wax hidden in the crib. Charges against that mom are pending.
The Toledo woman accused of an alleged cancer scam was in court yesterday. ONN's Dan Cummins has details.
Lisa Titkemeyer is charged with 1 count of theft for collecting thousands of dollars in donations from the community despite not having cancer. Judge Lori Olander released Titkemeyer on own recognizance, which means she won't have to go to jail, but she was arrested in court, then taken to the Lucas County Jail, where she had her mugshot taken and fingerprints as well.
Opening day at Kings Island Amusement Park near Cincinnati is tomorrow, and 911 dispatchers in the area are bracing for an influx of false alarms. ONN's Steve Vaughn explains.
The Warren County Emergency Management Agency is asking Kings Island guests to turn off their phones or put them into airplane mode if they're getting on a roller coaster. The sudden turns apparently triggered the phone's accident detection system, which automatically calls the county's 911 dispatch center. Those who forget and end up accidentally sending their GPS location to first responders will get a text message asking them to confirm they're safe.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WKYC in Cleveland, WTOL in Toledo, and WBNS in Columbus, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.